WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM.
Plants move, but I could not believe it. To me and Hannah Hunt saw crawling vines and weeping willows as we made a way from Providence to Phoenix.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. And so here's what's happening tonight. I recently became aware of the Pitchfork Top 150 Records of the 1990s. I think originally this list was put together in 2022. It's been circulating again on social media, I think, now with the 30th anniversary of 1994, which is, I guess, the high watermark of 90s music and its influence, or at least of maybe the high watermark of 90s music. I think that's where Nirvana, obviously Kurt Cobain died that year, but I think they were at their height of their powers, as were many other bands of that era. So we're calling 1994 like the peak of 90s music before it started to get, you know, diluted by the likes of Silverchair and Silver Sun Pickups and all kinds of bands with the word silver in them. But that's something that now we're going to be focusing on is this list that Pitchfork put together, and you know, I'm going to pull out the songs that I agree with, and we're going to have a show out of that. So I'm not going to play all 150 songs, obviously, but I'm going to focus on groups of 10, 15 groups of 10, and we'll see if I can what I can squeeze into the show. And that's basically it. So it's Pitchfork's list, curated by me. We're starting off at number 148, not number 150. With Soundgarden, Super Unknown. This one is going to be Spoonman off that record, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
While you can. Spoon Man. We'll be right back. heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing. Faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. And she tied you to her kitchen chair. And she broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah. I've been here before. I've seen this room and I've walked this floor. You know, I used to live alone before I knew you. And I've seen your flag on the marble arch. And love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah. A time when you let me know what's really going on below, but now you never show that to me, do you? But remember when I moved in you and the holy dove was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, maybe there's a God above, but all I've ever learned from love was how to shoot somebody who outdrew you. And it's not a cry that you hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah!
All right, Jeff Buckley with Hallelujah, which is, of course, a Leonard Cohen cover. And that was off of his 1994 record, Grace, which is obviously celebrating its 30th anniversary this year. Depeche Mode before that with Policy of Truth from Violator. Fugazi's Repeater from Repeater and Three Songs. And Soundgarden's Spoon Man from Superunknown, also celebrating its 30th anniversary this year. So what's happening tonight is it's Jay's curated list of the Pitchfork 150 best albums of the 90s. And, of course, that's back when albums were a thing. And so even though the list is a couple years old, I feel like it needs a revisit, especially with the 30th anniversary, with, you know, 1994 being 30 years ago. I think we, on 1,000 Points of Light, need to take a look back at the list. And because 1994 was such a pivotal year in music, with a lot of those records coming out that year later turning out to be hugely influential, including those two we played, Grace and Superunknown. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. Thanks for joining me here. Up next, it's this one from Sinead O'Connor. So this is, I know that Rivendell is a little system we have where we enter in information, we keep track of what we play. It says that I Do Not Want What I Haven't Got came out in 1989. I think some of the singles came out in 89. The record itself would be 1990. We're going to hear I Am Stretched Out in Your Grave, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Sad. So 1, 2, 3, another funky radical rock train started as a sketch in my notebook. And I don't bust big books, take another look. My thoughts are here and you begin to fear. Fear that your car will get pulled if you interfere. With the thoughts from a militant mind. Hard line after hard line. Handled in power halls, all my people they took turns. Just need to see try at night, then they watch them burn.
when I dream of fairy tales, I think of me and Shelly. See, she's my type of hype, and I can't stand when brothers tell me that I should quit chasing and look for something better. But the smile that she shows makes me a go-getter. I haven't gone as far as asking if I could get with her. I just play love by ear and hope she gets the picture. I'm shooting for her heart, got my finger on the trigger. She can be my broad, and I can be her, and I can be her. All I can do is stay up. Back as kids, we used to kiss when we played truth or dare. Now she's more sophisticated, highly educated, not at all overrated. I think I need a prayer to get in a book, and it looks rather dry. I guess a twinkle in her eye is just a twinkle in her eye. Although she's crazy stepping, I try and stop the stride, cause I won't have no more of this passing me by.
Time for me to voice my opinion, can't be pretending she didn't have me. Sprung like a chicken, chasing my tail like a doggy. She was kind of like a star, thinking I was like a fan. Damn, she looked good, downside she had a man. He was a Rudy toot, a Nick and Poop. She told me soon your little birdie's gonna fly the coop. She was a flake like corn, and I was born not to understand. By letting the past, I proved to be a better man.
There she goes again, the dopest Ethiopian. And now the world around me begins moving in slow motion whenever she happens to walk by. Why does the apple of my eye overlook and disregard my feelings no matter how much I try? Wait, no, I did not really pursue my little princess with persistence. And I was so low-key that she was unaware of my existence. From a distance I desired her, secretly admired her, wired her, a letter to get her. And it was, my dear, my dear, my dear, you do not know me, but I know you very well. Now let me tell you about the feelings I've been for you when I try or make some sort of attempt. I simp, damn, I wish I wasn't such a wimp, cause then I would let you know that I love you so. And if I was your man, then I would be true. The only lying I would do is in the bed with you. Then I signed to tell you the one who loves you dearly. P.S. love me tender. But the letter came back 3 days later, returned to sender. Damn.
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and that's The Far Side with Passing Me By from their excellent Bizarre Ride to the Far Side. Prior to that, U2. Okay, sorry, that was at position number 114. So this is our revisiting of the Pitchfork 100 and top, or 150 top records of the 90s. So we're kind of, I'm doing two out of each group of 10, counting down to the last 10. I guarantee I'll play number one. That's going to be our last song of the night. But who that is will be a mystery until it happens. Okay, before that, at number 118, U2 with Octung Baby, we played Until the End of the World. Before that, at 120, Rage Against the Machine, we played Bomb Track from their self-titled debut. And at 127, Sinead O'Connor's I Do Not Want What I Haven't Got, we heard I Am Stretched Out in Your Grave. So I'm not playing every, obviously we don't have time to play 150 records, but so I'm just picking out two from each group of 10. And so that's what's going on here. We figured it'd be a good time to revisit this list. A lot of attention being paid to the 90s, particularly the 30th anniversary of various records that came out in 1994. So that seems like, it seemed like now would be a good time to redo it and to revisit it over the summer. And up next is this one. So this record, also experiencing its, I think it's its 25th anniversary. They're on tour playing in September at MGM And frequent listeners of the show will know that I had a show devoted to air already. So we're going to hear, I have something stuck in my teeth. You know, I'm going to work that out. All right, Scott, thanks for standing by. It's Kelly Watch the Stars from Moon Safari, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford WMFO.
Down by the sea, you followed me down. her up all night.